The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus it will be for all who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord. But Christ is all in all. That's what St. Paul says in the second reading of today. Christ is all in all. Jesus tells us in the gospel, take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. One's life does not consist of possessions. Christ is all in all. And the wise man Ecclesiastes, or Kohelet. Ecclesiastes is the Latin translation or version of Kohelet, which is Hebrew. And it means one who speaks to the assembly in public, or a teacher. That is that wise man from the first reading who tells us, vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. Hello? Hello? Vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. Please remind the person beside you that all is vanity. Tell her all is vanity. All is vanity in this world. Everything. If you remember that, then you know who is in control. Who is in control? The man in the gospel kind of reminds me of this, "Let us ask me." Right? "Let us ask me." Have you been in a relationship where you have somebody who is, "Let us ask me, let us ask me"? Instead of saying, "Let me ask her, let me ask him," it will be, "Let me ask me." How do we do with the bills? "Let me ask me." How about children's schools and their education? "Let me ask me." What about religion and religious matters? "Let me ask me, let me ask me" is the definition of narcissism. And that is the problem with the man in the gospel. There is this book by Cardinal Sarah, Robert Cardinal Sarah. The title of that book is God or Nothing. God or nothing. And in that book, on page 25 and page 26, Cardinal Serra says, in fact, there is only one steadfast point in this world to guarantee man's balance and steadiness. Everything else is moving, changing, ephemeral, and uncertain. Calvary is the highest point in the world from which we can see everything with new eyes, with new faith, new eyes of faith, love, and martyrdom, the eyes of Christ. Everything seen with the eyes of Christ. Christ who is all in all. I once spoke with this friend of mine whose house was burnt down. His house was burnt down completely. I mean, he managed to escape. But everything, and this man was a PhD holder. So this man could not rescue even his certificate. Even his PhD certificate got burnt, everything. And he had to start life all over. But he was so thankful that at least he had his life. And he told me, Vin, after that experience, I realized that things in this world are worthless. Vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. This man started life afresh. Just a few weeks ago, the famous American boxer, Mike Tyson, you all know him, Mike Tyson granted an interview. And that interview is so pathetic. He granted that interview, and one of the things, or some of the things he said in that interview, include this. I always tell people, this is Mike Tyson speaking now, I always tell people, they think money is gonna make them happy. They've never had money before. When you have a lot of money, you can't expect nobody to love you. How am I gonna confess my love to you when you have $500 billion? The false sense of security. You believe nothing can happen. You don't believe the banks could collapse. You believe that you are invincible when you have a lot of money, which isn't true. That is why I always say money is a false sense of security. This is Mike Tyson speaking. The one-time strongest man. Like, nobody would dare fight Mike Tyson. But this is Mike Tyson telling us, sometimes you think the banks are safe or provide security. What you have, your car, your possession. Christ says in the gospel, though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possession. The wise man Ecclesiastes challenges us today in the way we anchor, hold fast to the things around us. He challenges us to assess our understanding of earthly riches. When he says, vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. In the Hebrew language, the word vanity is translated or said to mean hebel, H-E-B-E-L. And the word hebel means vapor. Vapor. You know vapor, right? Vapor. So something that you can't comprehend, you can't grasp, you can't hold it. So when you say something vaporizes, it means it disappears into thin air. So that is what this vanity means. It signifies that futility defines material things. At the end of this world, what are you going with? This is the question that this man fails to ask himself and fails to answer. When he looks at his barn, looks at his farm, looks at his store, and says, let me ask me, I shall tell myself, the be-all and end-all is what he has. I want us to challenge ourselves with also positing some questions for ourselves. And these questions go with our identity and our goals in this life. Who are you? Have you taken time to ask yourself, who am I? Who exactly am I? What have you got? How do you control what you've got? Or how does what you've got control you? What is your vision about life, about possession, and about dying? How would you describe what constitutes your source of happiness in this world? And what makes you angry when it doesn't happen the way you plan? Have you imagined if that were to be no more tomorrow? And how that would impact your life? You consult yourself? Or do you consult God? You talk with yourself and think, it's me. Let me ask me. Yes, you should ask me. You have to ask me or it won't work. This is one of the problems in many relationships today. Let me ask me. Whom do you ask? Jesus provides an answer for us to these questions in this gospel with a parable. A parable that exposes the nothingness of existence without God. The first thing to note here is that his response comes as a reaction to the conflict existing between two brothers. And this man presents his case. Tell my brother to share my inheritance. And Jesus makes this man to understand that he's not an arbitrator. He has not come to settle material conflicts. But the question and the issue here is deeper than inheritance. The man's perception is that Jesus is a mediator in material terms. Maybe this man and his brother had been in court. Now he sees Jesus as a teacher and he wants to take advantage of the opportunity. Jesus reminds him that he does not come to settle conflicts arising from material things. Jesus heals the soul, he heals the spirit. Reminds him that the lesson is deeper. What matters in this journey of life? For this man, maybe, the problem, and for many of us, is the mindset. It's not things outside, it's the mindset. Our thinking patterns, our thought process. How does your thought process control what you do, your actions, and your reliance on the things around you? Jesus presents this parable. We call this man the rich fool. He's a rich fool because he anchors his existence on material things. What is his ultimate security for life? This man loses the consciousness of being a mere mortal because he gets blinded by his possession. And Christ, at the end of that gospel, says, so shall it be for anyone who places his trust on material things. Think about that, my friend, whose house got burnt. If he was crazy, he would throw himself in the fire. Some people have done that. What else am I going to live for? If everything I have owned is burning, I better die with it. I better die with those things. You rely on material things. The fundamental problem in most of us is the way we think. And Jesus is using this man to correct that impression about life. The mindset can be distorted to rely on false security. False security in this life. Erroneously believing that the little piece of land that he had is the entire world. That's his problem. He forgets that God brings forth a bountiful harvest from the whole gamut of creation. Just a little. That little is your richness, right? The little that you have. You're so rich, but that richness is only a little of the creation that God owns, that God controls. If you have $5 billion in your account, $5 billion is only a little of the whole world's wealth or money. Come to think about it. You have cars and whatever you have is only little of this world and the created things. In psychology, there is an approach that is called CBT. CBT means cognitive behavioral therapy. CBT identifies that most problems in this world come from our patterns of thinking, our patterns of behavior that arises from our patterns of thinking. And it tries to help us to have a rethink or reshape our thinking process. This is this man's problem. He's thinking, let me ask me, it's about me. How does your thoughts control your life, control your behavior? If you don't control the thought process, you cannot control that behavior. If you don't correct the thought process, you cannot correct a particular behavior, because your behavior is influenced by what is within you. So my dear friends, today Jesus is inviting us to challenge our mindsets. Christ says, imitate me. St. Paul, in writing to the Philippians, says, make your minds the mind of Christ. In relationships, make your mind the mind of Christ, and you will not be fighting with your wife, you will not be fighting with your husband, you will not be fighting with your friend, you will not be fighting with your colleague at work. Make your mind the mind of Christ. You'll not be fighting over things in this world. Make your mind the mind of Christ and realize that Christ is all and in all. That's the source of conflict in this world, the failure to realize that Christ is in all and Christ is all. And this is what Jesus is inviting us today through this man. As a child of God, St. Paul reminds you to seek what is above, to place your trust in God. Relying on the self gives rise to greed, avarice, envy, jealousy, and rivalry. And that is the source of anxiety. You're anxious about the things you're thinking about, your goals, you're anxious. And then you lie down at night, there is insomnia, you cannot sleep because your mind is running over things that you want to achieve and how you want to achieve them. Do your best and recognize importantly that it is either God or nothing. Vanity upon vanity. Everything is vanity. So ask God to lead and direct you. Ask God to bless your efforts. Learn from this man, Kohelet, Ecclesiastes, today, that relying on earthly things is vanity and that it can disappoint. Learn from the man in the gospel today that what matters is to know God, to love God, and to serve God. That way, you're able to shun things that create anxiety, things that create false sense of security in your life. And that way, you will know authentic happiness. So ask yourself again today, am I the kind of person that says, let me ask me? Ask God and tell him to guide you. Amen. Amen.